In the world of Lyrica and the Indrian Empire, the use of Hextech is prominent. Ruins speckled with mysterious obelisk spires covered in impression and runes that no one fully understands. At Seaborn Academy of the Arcane and Creative Studies, one of the 13 rival academies in the nation, four third-year students are placed in a team to go to their first official adventure. Will Sibia, Iggy, Prince Rabfaz, Zoop, and her companion Alfredo the Duck be able to solve the mystery, or will they die before they get a chance? You have to listen to find out.
Last time on Dragon Ball Z. Last time on Adventures Academia. We got to the base of the trunk where the iridescent white ram finally stopped running away from us, and we got to see it up close. Iggy tried talking to it, and it only responded with emotions. There was a long, elegant face with three clear gemstones in it, with pursing lips as if trying to blow the ram. It said it can make any of your desires come true. She asked if the nightmares could go away. It said yes, and then points at the woman's face in the tree. Rab examines the face, and then Sibia eventually plants the flute inside of the hole of the mouth, and it starts to play one particular note, which we realize, hey, we need to play a song, and we should probably play one of Azalelin's songs. So we tried two songs. Those turned two of the clear gems red, and then finally we tried another popular song, and that one worked with Sibia's magic, amazing ability to play the flute. The face opens up, and there's a warm feeling inside, and an altar with a silver metallic egg-like thing that is connected to the altar. What? Yep. I know what I said. There's runes etched inside the metallic object, showing mist inside of it. There are two orbs, silver and an opal one?
Opalectic?
Opalescent?
Yeah, I was about to say.
Opalectic?
Opalescent.
Opalectic orb.
All right.
This is a great summary.
Where's my notes? I gotta write D&D new item. Opalectic orb.
And then the Fire Nation attacked. No, wait.
And there was also a fucking note from Azalelin, what Rab read out loud and interrupted himself reading it quite a lot with his own intrusions. But it was all fine. It was fine. It was great. It was fantastic. Evidently, this was a test. And what's his butt? Master Dwarf Warden Brayden had to be... I forgot his name for a second, and now I can't stop laughing. This is all your fault.
That masturbating dwarf, Brayden. No, Master... Yeah. That guy.
He said, please give my humblest regards and thanks to Master Dwarf Warden Brayden and for his continued commitment to this cause. I hope this secret task was not too much of a burden to bear. On the egg, Iggy cast Identify and found out it casts Mirage Arcane, but needs 24 small pieces of mithilcite to keep up the mirage every 7 days. Unfortunately, it looks like since he has been missing, that is why it's no longer working. Casting a ritual on the two orbs provided unclear information except that they are extremely old and very extremely super magical. The silver one is from the material plane and the opal one is from the Feywilds. We take the orbs and the items except for the egg and follow the ram northward. After traveling for an hour in the distance above the canopy, we notice a familiar black spire and we put the opal spire in, even though Iggy is pretty sure it's a trap or a trick of some sort. And then the ram takes a humanoid-looking form with a white mask and midnight blue stars and appears before us.
The last thing that this cloaked figure with the ram mask, this white ram mask, said to you was, thank you so much. It has been so long since I've been able to take this form. What is it that you desire most? In my appreciation, I can grant that to you.
So, important question. Is it one desire wish total, or one per person, or one per, like, something else?
They wave their hands in front of them, and then out from nothingness appear 7 cards with different visages on them, just laid out before you. They look like they're probably about the size of tarot cards. You can pick one of these unless your desire, your heart's yearning, needs something else. And then they kind of waft over the cards again, and then there appears four blank cards.
Is it, again, one per person? Or just one total?
You may each pick one.
Okay. Thank you for the clarity. Okay, guys, I have a question and a concern. Should we use this to, like, magically make the red mist go away? Like, is that an option?
Is that our heart's desire, though?
Nope, not at all, but that's the right thing to do.
Right, but it's only gonna be our heart's desire, so no matter what we try, it's just gonna give us that, right? So
I think we should be transparent about what we want and go for our heart's desire, yeah. And if the red mist doesn't go away, we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Zoop, you're not going to turn Alfredo into a person, are you?
No.
So wasn't your heart's desire to stop the nightmares? And the nightmares are tied to this place. So maybe your wish is the one that's going to do it.
Maybe.
So all of you are sensing just this aura emanating from this figure of whatever your greatest yearning, whatever your greatest desire is just kind of bubbling to the surface. You sense that. And as they kind of spread the cards back and forth and they're showing you different faces of the cards, they say, do you desire knowledge, power, gold, personality?
My personality is amazing.
Can you show me how the spires work? How to read them and use them?
If knowledge is your desire, then I can certainly grant that to you. And then they kind of remove six of the cards and then lay out one card before you that has an illustration of a book.
I'll take it.
So it shall be yours. And they levitate it towards you. And as you reach out for it, it disperses, and then you can pick a place on your body, Rob, but a tattoo forms on your body.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's going to be on my upper chest.
Your upper chest. Okay. Mm-hmm. So a tattoo of a book that is open, and then there's arcane runes that are surrounding it, appears on your chest. You feel like you have more understanding of the arcane and of knowledge of things of magical nature.
Is it specifically about the spires, or is it linked to them?
Not necessarily linked to the spires, but the knowledge of magic itself.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, I can feel it. It feels different. What are you guys going to do?
Sabia's going to look around, and she's like, does anybody want to go next, or should I go next?
I need to think.
You need to think?
I'm trying to think.
All right. I guess Sabia's going to step forward. Okay. She's going to put her hands on her hips and look directly at them and be like, I guess I feel like I'm good personality-wise. I like protecting my friends and people that I care about. I wanna keep Iggy safe, so power, I guess?
Don't spend it on me.
Iggy, hush your face.
Okay, before you, there were six cards. One with a coin, a key, a sword, a pretty face, a flame and stars, and then as you're looking at them, they shift as the figure puts their hand out towards them and presents a blank card, and on the card there appears a glowing shield. And if protection is your heart's desire, then you shall have it. And that card floats over to you, and as you reach out to it, just like with Rob's, it disperses, and somewhere on your body, a tattoo forms in the shape of a shield. So you get to decide where it forms.
Right between her shoulder blades and the back.
All right. So the shield tattoo forms on your back, between the shoulder blades. So the figure now looks towards Iggy and Zoop with the cards laid out before them, and just gives you an understanding look of, you can pick your heart's desire.
Okay, well, I think I'll go. And Zoop kind of like steps forward, and she's like, I thought about it, and I think I just want my family to get along and understand each other, and that includes Alfredo. So I don't know what card that's gonna be, but I just want my family and myself to be happy.
Okay. Zoop, in front of you, a blank card forms and then an illustration on it begins to formulate. It looks like there's a family on it. And then in the center of it, as they're giving each other a hug, there's a little duck that resembles Alfredo. They shift that to you as it floats over to you. And as you take it, that same illustration will form into a tattoo somewhere on your body.
Cool. It's going to form it on the back of her right hand.
The back of her right hand. Okay. And then you feel a sense of a strong family bond. Like there's a way of understanding and communicating with people that you deem as family.
Very good. Very pleased.
Finally, they look towards Iggy. Your heart's greatest desire.
Okay, I got it. I would like... Can you just, like, read my mind? Because I want the mist to go away, but I also want, like, the nightmares to go away, but I also want just answers. Just...
What is it that you desire most? I can only give you what you desire.
I want to know who the fuck my patron is.
So, I will give you that understanding, and they present another blank card, and then on the card there forms almost like a pool, and then emerging from the pool is a feminine figure, and then it's surrounded by these spider webs. Not spider webs in a sense that it's spider, but they look like they're webs, and then within those webs are this magical arcane runes that are spidering out of the feminine figure. You notice that their eyes are covered with a cloth, and then they're wearing just a very simple dress. Is this what your heart desires most?
Yeah, I think it's going to answer the most questions, and I've been wondering for 3 years.
So it shall be yours.
It appears on her right forearm.
Her right forearm. Okay, facing towards you or out towards everybody else?
Towards her.
Okay, so that you can look at the figure. So as the figure appears on your forearm, the arcane spider-like runes begin to form all around your arm and wrapping themselves around the rest of your arm and then up towards your bicep. So now your forearm, along with the front forearm where the figure is just now pretty much covered in this spider-like arcane runes.
At least it looks really cool. I'm still confused a little bit, but...
Now that you have given me so much, I have given you something that you desire. Our paths will definitely merge again because our fates are now intertwined.
Before you go, should we do some introductions? You know, I'm Rabfaz, Prince Rabfaz, at your service.
Oh, I know who you are, Rab, and Zoop, and Iggy, and Sibia. I know you all.
Who are you then? Or what can we call you?
You can call me the Ram Fate. And then it kind of bows towards you.
The Ram Fate?
Sibby is going to copy the bow.
Yeah, I'll bow as well.
So lovely.
What would have happened if we put the other one in? The other orb?
Oh, it's either orb would have been just as good. But now you had something else to pick from.
What?
Yeah, what?
Either orb worked just as fine. They would have summoned me and given me my form once more. But depending on which orb you chose, would have given you some different desires to pick from.
Okay.
Before you go, though, I would like to know a little bit about what's going on here. I mean, you know, everyone's dead at the mine. Do you know anything about that by any chance? You know, just curious.
Oh, well, it seems like chaos has certainly undergone this section of the world.
Yeah, but do you know anything about it? Is my pertinent question.
I know plenty about it.
Oh, would you care to share? I mean, I'll give you a biscuit.
I don't need a biscuit. That is not my desire.
Oh, okay.
I know plenty about what is going on, but I believe that it's better for you to discover it yourselves.
Is it, though?
Does Q get a card?
No. Q does not get a card.
Well, what about Alfredo?
And also, you said you didn't say that you knew Alfredo's name. You said that you knew... I was trying to see if this person would know, because he knew Rab, he knew me, he knew Sibia and Iggy, but he didn't say Alfredo.
It's true, and actually we couldn't have done this without Alfredo. if he wasn't here, we would have been screwed. So Ishiga wish, that's for sure.
I think your friend Alfredo doesn't have a desire of the heart other than being your friend. And so his heart's desire is already fulfilled.
Well, that's like, really precious.
Guys, I'm going to need a minute. And then turns away. So and sweet. You just hear her start softly crying and holding Alfredo.
I'll put a hand on your shoulder. Oh, that's beautiful.
They really knew what they were talking about, huh, Alfredo? They really knew.
See, this is why we form scales and tails, because love comes in all forms, you know? Right. So.
There are lots of things to discover in this world, this especially about the spires, but those are for you to discover, and fate will bring whatever curiosities, adventures, or magic into play into this world. My brothers and sisters, they will see you again.
If we just put the other orb in, do we get more wishes?
Do it.
I don't think it works that way. There's only one, you know.
I had to ask. We had two. Well,
you know, I mean, we've just released you upon the world. You're not going to destroy it now or anything nasty like that, are you? I mean, what are your immediate plans, so to speak, now that you're no longer a goat ram?
Oh, I will join my brothers and sisters in the fate of this world, and we will see how that will come about once we join together and open the way for another.
That sounds pretty ominous.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think, okay, cool, we're all going to die. That's
can
nice.
I insight check the ram? The
ram feet.
Ram feet.
Can we all do perception / insight checks?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead and do insights.
Yeah. I'm pretty distracted, honestly, probably looking at my arm. That's a 13.
Oh, that's a 7, so ignore me. Zoop's eyes are, yeah, she's still crying. She's like, oh, my God. I'm so glad you're here.
That is 28.
Jesus. Okay, I'm not even going to bother then.
It's a natural 20, yeah.
A natural 20? There's probably something off, like someone giving you gifts, someone that is now leading you to magical knowledge, the appearance just kind of out of nowhere, this elder kind of knowledge is kind of concerning you.
Yeah. I mean, this whole idea of the fate of the world and joining their brothers and sisters, it sounds like some kind of end of times myth, right? It's like,
it seems like something very disturbing.
Do I know of any end of time myths that involve goats? I mean,
ram fates.
I mean, it's hardly the Midgard serpent, isn't it? But, you know, it's any kind of Ragnarok style thing going on with goats in any religions.
So you can do a history or arcana check, and you can now do that at advantage.
Right. I got a natural 20 as well, again.
Whoa.
Okay. In your research that you've done about the gods, about the goblin god that you serve, as well as the gods from the humans of Lyseria, there is mention of an end times story that happened within Lyseria long, long ago. It involved an elder god of chaos. And the elder god wanted to remake this world and shape it into something new. But the seven gods formed an alliance and came after this chaos god. And they were able to trap the chaos god and put it into a space where it wouldn't be able to hurt the people of Lyseria again. And that's kind of where you now kind of understand that it's the chaos god has been deemed as the chained god. So you kind of get those visions of chains and swirling mists and kind of chaos as you're envisioning this story of end times.
Oh, bugger. We might have just released the end of the world, guys, I think. Like biblical, literal destruction of the world, cats and dogs living together, you know, that stuff.
Are they still here? Sorry.
Oh, yeah. So, yes, the figure is still there. This figure is still there, and it's just, it seems like it's listening. You can almost tell, like, it's, Oh, you're trying to figure it out. Very good. Well, interesting.
Usually when the world is in peril, I mean, that's where I keep all my stuff. So I don't want to get destroyed.
Iggy's like, you keep your stuff in peril?
Well, in the world, you should.
Oh, that makes way more sense.
Viv's just going to be like, maybe we should talk about this when they're not here.
I really don't think it's going to make a difference, considering they could, like, bamf back and forth. They can probably just find us anytime. I'm not too pressed about it. It's whatever. Hi, dude.
I'm always there and always watching.
Yeah, when you say it that way, it's kind of creepy.
Actually, we need to establish some boundaries here.
I was going
to
say, I really don't need you watching me poop or pee.
Yeah. I ignore all that.
Okay.
I don't care if you ignore it. I don't want you watching.
I've erased it from my memories.
Yeah, but I also have to think about it when I'm trying to have a pee, you know, that you're actually watching, whether you forget it or not. Just don't. Leave it alone.
Am I watching?
You know what? Aren't there people who are dying? I'm chaos or not. Chaos is always here. We need chaos in the world, right? It's fine.
But not watching me have, you know.
I mean, honestly, you and I are just chaos on our own.
Exactly. So, I mean, I'm a satyr. I'm already of Fey descent anyway. You know what? Oh boy, my brain is fried today. This is so much. I got a new tattoo out of nowhere. Anyway.
That is pretty cool.
We just potentially brought on the end times. Yeah, there is that.
I'm going to say we didn't do that. That's not
I'm
going to
say
happened.
We didn't do that, and we're just going to focus on
what's for the right best. Now.
And what's right now is we need to go to the mine, I guess. We still need to go to the mine, right? Don't we do?
Yeah. We need
things.
Let's do that. Let's focus. So... Let's get back on track. Go, dude. It was nice.
Zoop's, during this confusion, Zoop's just petting Alfredo, like, you know what? Like, maybe the end of the world's coming, but at least I know that you like me.
I'll say we're definitely going to get a failing grade for doing that, is all I'm thinking.
I don't think this was for a grade. I think it was just like a job.
Special circumstances where we're destroying the world, they might get a bit upset. Let's just keep it between ourselves for now, all right? Until an appropriate time to scream about it.
What if they pop on over to Seaborn and then tell everybody?
Well,
are you gonna pop on over to Seaborn and tell everybody?
If the world is gonna end, we should probably tell someone and help them stop it. But yeah, anyway.
You just wouldn't understand the plans that I have or my brothers and sisters have.
I mean, I'm pretty creative, but
that doesn't
make me feel better.
Yeah, Sabia's just going to roll her eyes. She's like, guys, we're clearly not getting anything else useful out of... He's going to be obtuse till the end of time.
You are all very creative and the chaos is very strong with this group. Why do you think you were chosen?
No, that's fair.
Okay, that much makes sense.
I mean, I am horribly reckless with anything involving these spires.
Yeah. We literally have a jock as part of our party, so
if you have to take a bet as to whether we would have put that orb into that spire, it's pretty much 100% that we would have done it. I mean,
everybody would have. Somebody's gonna. It's not just us. I'm just saying.
I know. There are plenty of people that wouldn't, you know. But
well, good luck, everyone. We'll meet again.
Thank you.
Yep, there he goes. Yeah. Okay, cool, bye.
And then you just watch as there's like a swirl of the robe and then it kind of like gets really, really small into a spiral and then poofs.
Is the opal stone still there?
Yep.
Can I try to take it out?
Yep, it comes right out.
Cool, I'm gonna put it in my bag.
Okay.
There's no evidence this is doing anything here. I'm looking at my arm. Do I recognize this figure in any way?
Go ahead and make a religion check. Yeah, religion.
15.
Okay. It bears a vague resemblance to the Mistress of Spells.
Mistress of Spells?
Yeah.
Is that one of the gods?
Yes, that is one of the gods. So you recognize this as the Lady of Spells or the Mistress of Spells. Archimithis is the name of the god. Her domains are of knowledge and the arcane. There's a general knowledge that she has a mastery over the magic of Lyseria, which is the weave. And then now that you're looking at this, you do see that surrounding the figure or the Lady of Spells, that it does resemble kind of a weave of magic around your arm.
My patron is Archimethus, I say out loud, also to Q. Wait. I thought gods weren't patrons. Does that make me a cleric, or does that make me I'm confused.
Well, yeah, it's there's a difference in the contract when you're a warlock versus a priest, really. I mean, what does involve, you know, undying fealty?
Why would she make it secret? It's not like she's...
So Q is kind of looking at your tattoo, and there's kind of like a, almost like a realization as she's looking at it. She says, I don't necessarily think that your patron is the goddess of magic, but of someone who serves the goddess of magic.
Huh. Cool. I thought I had an answer, so now I just have more questions. Like, who the fuck serves her? Everybody serves her. A lot of people. She's one of the seven above. Everybody, like, fucking worships her.
Well, I mean, there are a number of angels and sub-deities underneath, as well as, you know, demons and other things that worship her, you know.
Great. It's a demon? No, it's a... Whoa. Okay.
You said that you were a warlock. That does tend to mean, you know, various extraplanar entities of all types. You know, it's quite a lot of them.
Evidently, Archimethus is like the patron, the person who's my patron worships, I guess, or works under, or works for. Or
I mean, that's something. That's something narrowing it down past the not knowing jack shit.
That's true. I have studied the Pantheon of the Seven. Do I know offhand is a worshiper of them? Who might take warlocks on?
Considering how rare warlocks are, I think that would be really a...
Well...
Yeah, I think there's probably a general knowledge of, like, a hierarchy between the gods, where the gods are, like, the top of the hierarchy, and then there are other deities or, like, angels or other entities that serve the gods on their planes of existence. And then it kind of lowers down to where there are other, like, soldiers or...
You know,
like
divines and things, yeah.
Yeah, you know, there's like a hierarchy of entities that serve the gods. And the more powerful that one entity gets, they kind of rise up the ranks of the hierarchy, but nobody rises as far as the deity itself.
But they are pretty powerful entities, these kind of divines and solars and all those things, right? Yeah.
Yeah, they draw their power from the god or goddess themselves. So even though they have like a spark or just a part of their divine power, it's still coming directly from that god. You would know that from the seven below, the dark gods, the same thing happens on their planes of existence.
There's a lot of them, is I think the answer. So I'm not sure. Doesn't seem like you got the best of answers from that wish.
I mean, I got something, I guess, and a cool tattoo.
Well, there's a Temple of the Seven back in Seaborn. They might know some more.
I can't just go up to them and be like, yo, who's my patron under this person?
Yes.
They'll probably, like, kill me on the spot or something. I don't know what the rules are against warlocks.
Yeah, warlocks are, you know, well, they're a recognized class in the, aren't they? I mean, in the, we have classes.
But you're not allowed to be one.
Oh, right. It's quite, not quite the same where I come from, but yeah.
You're generally ostracized, or you're not, like, killed, but you're ostracized and, you know, sent away.
I like not being ostracized. I mean, I grew up on a circus boat. That was ostracization enough, but, like, more so would be worse.
Could I take a look at the tattoo? See if I recognize any of the symbols? It might give a more precise...
I mean, I technically can read any of the runic symbols because I have the ability to read anything.
True.
And I'm touching my skin. I almost said something completely different and I had to reword it last second.
There's not like a language that is involved within all of the runes on there.
Magic runes again.
But it does seem like it might contain some sort of arcane spell.
Yeah.
Identify.
Okay. So as you identify it, it appears that it's like a communing spell.
Awesome. Fantastic. Wonderful. Thank you. I think there's a spell in it, guys. I can commune, I guess. I don't know what that does. I've never tried that before. I don't know if it's with my patron or with Archimedes, but we'll find out one day. We should probably get going and go save people.
Well, how many times can you do identify? Because should we figure out what the rest of ours do? Because I'm assuming I didn't just get a shield, a cool shield.
I've been ritually casting this every time, so.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. I figured.
I just need 10 minutes of touching your tattoo.
I'm not complaining about you touching me for 10 minutes.
Every time I just have to, have to stop myself. I will go identify Sibia's tattoo and just place my hand on her shoulder blades.
Okay. All right. So as you identify Sibia's tattoo, the tattoo, once per day, Sibia can now shield another creature that she can see within 60 feet from damage.
Nice.
So whatever that damage is, it gets negated once per day.
Okay.
I'll do Zoop's next.
Yay.
Okay.
Zoop gives me her hand.
Okay. Zoop, if you are within 120 feet of anybody that you deem as a very close friend or family, you can communicate back and forth telepathically.
Oh, this is great. We're all family here.
And then last, I'll be like, you really had to get under your chest. And then just poke. Grabs tattoo. Look, this is the closest I got to a man in like my entire life. I don't.
All right. And Rob's is any intelligence proficiency that Rob has, he has advantage on. So whatever, if you have proficiency in any intelligence-based check, you can roll with advantage.
Nice.
Okay, good, because I've got three of them, so that's good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm going to say, so Sibia, looks like you can like shield people from afar, like just protect them if you want to, but I think it's like limited to like one time a day or something. And then Zoop, you can communicate with your friends and family telepathically.
Yeah. Oh, great. Then I think Zoop will try it and be like, "Hi, Iggy, can you see me? Can you hear me?"
I can. I respond back telepathically. I can hear and see you.
Yay!
And then, Rab, it looks like with yours, you're just like have a better chance of remembering and doing things with intelligence, with your brain.
Well, that's good. Well, they're not quite what I wanted, but still.
I mean, I
can't read these things.
I think it gives you a better chance of getting knowledge.
That's true.
So we didn't technically lie. And I think mine is I can try to commune once per day, maybe.
Yeah, that would be yours. You can try to commune with your patron once per day.
It's a fifth level spell, damn. You contact your deity or divine proxy and ask up to 3 questions that can be answered with a yes or no. Oh, it's not the one I'm thinking of. They might provide unclear as an answer. If you cast the spell 2 or more times before finishing your next long rest, there is a cumulative 25% chance for each casting after your first one that you get no answer. The GM makes this roll in secret. Well, I can only cast it once per day, so it's not going to become a problem.
Yeah, but it's a way for you to communicate directly with your deity or your patron.
Neat. First question, who the fuck are you?
Yes.
Every day, who are you? Who are you? Who are you?
Until they answer. Just 3 yes. questions every day.
Yeah.
They can answer with short responses.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, they can answer with short responses or yes or no. So it's not like you can't have a full conversation, but, you know, there's some back and forth communication that they'll be able to have.
Can you meet me in the cafeteria at school over waffles at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning?
Yes. All right. Okay. So where are we headed next?
To the place, to the mines.
The mine? Yeah. Is there an easy way back from here, or do we have to go back through the swamp?
How late is it now? Because it was like noonish when we got to the tree. We spent like an hour there, I think. And then it took an hour to go north. So that, then it took me like 40 minutes to cast Identify on all of us.
Yeah. It's
worth taking a long rest.
So you all are, it's kind of getting late afternoon-ish, so I would say that it will be sunset pretty much by the time you get back to the mines.
I don't want to sleep by the mines. That sounds like a terrible idea.
Mm. Let's rest by this spire, because I do find them very comforting to lay next to and sleep and have the strange dreams.
I mean, sure, we could also go try to rest in that tree. Mm. That was welcoming.
I guess you're right, yeah, it was quite nice.
It's very warm.
Inside.
Warm. You're right. Yeah. That's a good idea.
We're talking about the tree with the mouth with the compost?
Yeah.
The foul-smelling compost?
Yeah, I was going to say, doesn't it stink over there? Are we going to take care of that and nobody...
You mean, with prestidigitation, you can fix that.
Can we all fit in there? Was there enough space? I didn't feel like it was...
I think we all went in, right?
Yeah, you all fit in before.
Okay.
It appeared to be bigger on the inside than the actual trunk of the tree was in diameter.
We could also sleep out here by the spire if you want, but then we're like surrounded by nature and stuff. And while it's not a bad thing, we would have to take watches.
Question is, as it sealed up again and we have to blow it? I mean, you know, to get in. Like...
It didn't seal when you left.
We didn't take the thing back either.
I'll leave that up to you. Did you take the flute back?
We took the flute back.
Okay. All right. So if you took the flute back, then it sealed back up.
Fantastic. Because that would have been the safest option.
Okay, cool. So we do have to play the tree again.
Well, we know
it's fun
to play now.
True, but also compost. I mean, I'm not really...
Fine, we can rest up here in the spire.
I'm just saying, it's not too bad to take a watch. It's just it's a stinky tree, and I don't want to have to blow it again.
Well, it's not that stinky on the inside.
It
was just like... Yeah, but all around it smelled just fine. It was just like, hey, there was a smell coming from that pile that seemed out of place from the rest of the area.
Which we didn't touch. We should have poked it anyway. I mean, I'm good with whatever. I will stand guard if we need to stand guard, or we can all pile into the tree again. That's fine by me.
Let's go back to the tree. Go on. Let's do it. All right.
All right.
Nice and warm. All right.
Okay. Make your way back to the familiar grove. That pile of decaying matter and mud is still there. And you also additionally notice that there's kind of some muddy footprints around that are leading more towards the south. That kind of traipses to the south along the moat. And then you notice like there's like a larger deposit of mud on the edge of where the clear water is, and then it leads off towards the south.
So somebody was here?
Yeah, somebody's been here.
That's not good.
It seemed recent.
Can I tell how big they are? Anything about them?
Sure, go ahead and make a nature check.
Oh, can I use
or survival?
Yeah.
Yeah, nature or survival.
Oh, pretty good. 27.
27. Goodness gracious. You notice that these are definitely troll footprints.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's been back.
Ooh. This is probably where she stashes her stuff. That pile of compost, she probably... See? And you should have stayed. Sabia's going to poke around in the compost pile.
You're going to... What? You're going to look
I
around?
I
want
to look in the compost pile.
Oh,
okay.
Man.
All right, so as you're looking around, go ahead and give me an investigation check.
Okay. Oh, come
Digging
on.
Through the mud.
Nine, whatever.
Nine, okay. I would say that you're kind of moving the refuse around. You find like one really, really dirty silver coin.
I'm taking that dirty silver coin. I'm taking it.
Yeah. Well, that kind of messes up our idea of sleeping here, doesn't it? Unless we can close the tree behind us. Let's have a go at that. I'll see if I can... Like, is there a way to close it? If we go inside and then close it, hopefully there's a way to open it again.
You go ahead and play the Nature of Fates song once more. The door swings open. You all can go inside. On one of the walls, there appears to be some sort of arcane rune that you can press that will shut the door behind you.
Right. Yeah, we'll be safe in here. We'll be fine.
Okay, so we won't need to take watches?
I don't think so.
I mean, I only need to trance for 4 hours, so I can stay up anyway for the next couple of hours.
I would rather not be caught unawares regardless, so, like, I mean, I'll help out with a watch. I mean, we can all get enough sleep.
I'll wake you up in 4 hours. when I need to take a sleep?
Yeah, I'll be here.
Cool. I don't want to go to bed anyway.
All right, you're taking the first watch.
I am going to cast commune in that time.
Okay. So you all get your bedrolls out and prepare for a relatively okay night of sleep. It's a little bit tight in here, but it's just comfortable within this area. You do feel like it is warmer than it was outside. You can still kind of hear the outside breeze and rustling of trees, as well as the birds, and you kind of hear the shift of the daytime birds and insects into the nighttime hooting of owls and then buzzing of insects as well. Iggy, as you're staying up during the night for the first watch, you're going to cast commune. So as you do that, Q kind of sits across from you, and then she sits crisscross applesauce across from you, and then she kind of holds out her hands towards you in like a let's hold hands.
Iggy will take her hands.
Okay. And then she looks at you like directly in your eyes, and she says, let's see what we can find out.
Hopefully I don't regret this.
And as you close your eyes and then try to reach out to your patron, your surrounding disappears, and then kind of this brilliant white light fills your eyes. And once you open them and your vision clears, you notice that you are in kind of this endless white void, and you're standing on top of a clear pool of water. There's ripples every time you take a movement that ripple out towards this endless void. And then you start to notice that there's these spider-like webs that shift of magical energy around this dome of endless white. There's sparks of color magic that transfer across this weave of lines.
So fiber optics. Cool.
Yeah. And then as you're looking around, you turn and then there is a feminine figure in front of you. A woman is standing in front of you, and they're pale skinned and they have a pure white dress. They have a blindfold over their eyes, and she looks at you.
Are you my patron?
Yes.
Who are you?
I serve the Lady of Spells.
Why me?
You kind of get a sense that the entity before you wants to say a lot more, but they're limited to the amount of conversation they can have. And she says, for your creativity and imagination, the way you think, the way that you can form things from your mind is something Our Lady needs in the times to come to fight what needs to be fought.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for answering my questions. Probably got to do this every night just so you're aware.
A smile forms on her face, and you kind of sense like there's finally a way to communicate now, and that Q was kind of just a proxy of what the communication could have been and what has been. So it was nice for her to be able to communicate directly with you now.
Spells, and then after the three questions, I'm pretty okay. Sure.
So your vision fades back into where you are in the room, and Q is still holding your hands, and she's just looking at you.
Well, good news. They're not a terrible person, doesn't seem.
Definitely seems that way. I told you it wasn't me.
I knew it wasn't you. I never doubted that for a second. I've known you way longer than that. You think you could lie to me?
We have a very special connection. And hopefully we can find out what's going on with your nightmares.
Yeah, I really don't want to go to sleep tonight, but I'm going to have to.
Well, hopefully this answers some of your questions.
It did.
You know, I feel better that, you know, I've been your friend for a really long time. And I thought that maybe I just was here just for you, but maybe you are here for a greater purpose.
You know, we've been friends for technically 40 years.
Yeah, and I still look this good.
She just starts laughing out loud, which probably wakes Sophia. It's been a good 40 years.
Well, let's hope to another 40 more. See what we can do together.
At least 300 more. We got this. Dad lives forever. We should live forever. It'll be fine.
Yeah. He's old. Old man.
It's probably like 100 something.
I wonder how your mom and dad are doing.
Oh, I should probably call. Right now it's probably too late. Well, it's a circus. It might be.
Well, I mean, your dad kind of stays up anyway.
That's fair. But if I make a call in here, then we'll wake everybody up.
It's true. You might need a little bit more privacy.
I could go outside. Probably yell at me if I go outside by myself.
I mean, you could take a little peek and then see if what's going on out there. And then leave the door open. Just crack it. And then just in case, you can run back inside.
This sounds like such a terrible plan, but Icky's all for it.
I'm just giving you a suggestion.
You already know that's what my suggestion would have been.
Oh, yeah.
I should at least wake Sibia up.
Well, maybe you wait until, like, it's her turn to take watch, and then you can do a shift change.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, okay. We'll just keep talking for, like, the next 3 hours. I keep watch.
We haven't played any tricks for a really long time.
We haven't. We should. We should. What do I have? I start digging through my shit. I'm going to just, like, I don't know. I'm just going to draw on somebody.
Okay.
I'm just going to paint a mustache on Reb.
You're painting a mustache on Reb. Okay. Go ahead and make a sleight of hand check.
15.
Okay, Rob, you're going to have to make a constitution saving throw.
Okay.
Oh, what?
Yes, but you're going to have to get, let's see, below a 15 in order for you to wake up.
Oh. You mean above a 15?
Well, constitution would be, if you're trying to stay asleep, saving then throws. You're trying to be high and staying asleep, I guess. Is how so I good. Would see oh. it.
I think he gets high up.
Five.
Yeah. All right. So what'd you roll, Bob?
A 5.
A 5. Okay. So you kind of feel like a tingling on your upper lip. And your eyes open and Iggy's there.
Hello. I know you were touching my chest earlier, but I don't want to kiss.
Oh, God, dog. No. You had something on your face. So I was just getting it off of your face.
What was on my
face? That's a natural 20 to roll deception for 27.
Okay.
It was just a bug. I got rid of it.
Rob, go in and make an insight check.
No, I fail. 13.
Okay.
What
you could have beat me, though, actually, with your insight.
Yeah, I've got a good insight. What was on my face?
A bug. It's fine. I got rid of it. Oh, I figured you didn't want it crawling up your nose.
That's not a good outcome.
Well, go back to sleep. It's fine. Everything's fine. Don't worry about it.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Sure. I don't know. You just woke me up now. Oh.
Nope. You can go back to sleep. It's only been 2 hours.
That's true. Okay. Actually, I'm going to go grab some water.
Puts paint back in bag.
Okay. Q is like, whoa. That was really close. That was close.
He's very all right, perceptive. Rob,
are you getting water outside or are you just from like your water skin?
No, I'll just go, get my water skin and I'll be like,
okay.
Feel a bit.
All right. Okay, sounds good. So shift change between Iggy and Sibia.
Sibia.
I'm just gonna swat at Iggy's. Yeah, okay, yeah. Hi, hey, yes. I'm awake. I'm up. What? Yeah.
Clear up space.
She's gonna peer over.
Don't be loud.
She's not even really gonna get up. She's just gonna lean and kind of look. Oh. Oh. Good job.
He woke up. He thought it was, I told him it was a buggy, believe me.
Okay, I'm not going to say anything. This is great. Good. This is, thanks for not drawing on me, you know?
Of course not. Yeah. Then you pay me back, and I don't want that.
Yeah, you don't
much
want
better tricks
you
than I
don't am. Want that. All right, well, it's time for you to go to sleep.
Before I do that, can I go make a call?
Well, yeah, you.
I just go step, out, go step outside gonna, real quick.
Yeah, okay. All right, wait, but is it safe out there? It's like night, isn't it? Don't we have to worry about the whole reason we closed the door?
That's why I waited till you woke up.
Okay, well, we'll still die, but.
Yeah,
I'm sure it's fine. I'm sure it's fine. At least one of us will be awake.
Just close the door, and then I'll have Q pop in. Q will pop in and tell you to open the door again.
Okay. Sure. I'm just worried about you. That's all.
Be fine. Don't be fine. Everything's great. Okay. She's not sleep deprived right now. Runic button as she steps up.
Okay.
All right. The door opens. You feel a cold breeze come into the room area, but then it kind of turns into the warm air, so it's not disturbing other people's sleep. Seems like this area is magically just warmer than outside.
Fancy.
You step outside, the door closes. Go and make a perception check for me.
7.
7. All right.
Yeah.
And you're using a sending stone?
Mm-hmm.
So who are you calling?
Technically, my dad has the one, but I wanted to talk to my mom.
Okay, so...
So, my dad.
Okay, your dad. All right, what are you going to say?
I didn't think that far ahead because Q's just like, you should check in with them. hey, dad, are you awake? Are you awake? Hey.
That's the whole message you're going
to
send?
I'm bored and I wanted to say hi and check in on you and mom and make sure the circus is okay and everything is good and probably gets cut off halfway through that sentence.
Okay. The response comes back. Hello, darling. I'm good. Your mom's good. The circus is really good right now, too. We actually have a surprise for you.
I love surprises, but you have to tell me now what surprise. What is it? What is it? Also, I'm on my first journey for school and it's really cool. And I fought a troll kind of, but we're great. We won.
That sounds really exciting. I'm glad that you're getting along in school and you're going on adventures. I look forward to hearing them very soon. And I mean, seeing you as well very soon.
That doesn't tell me what the surprise is. Dad, what's the surprise? What is the surprise, Dad? What's the surprise? Dad, don't make me tell Mom. Ask Mom to tell me. I will ask Mom. She'll just keep repeating it until she runs out of words.
Your mom and I will see you very soon.
Damn it! She's like sighs and looks at the air. Damn, I can't call him for another day. It sucks.
Yep. Okay, so as... You finish your conversation with your sending stone. You do hear some like rustling off towards the south. Catching on the wind, you kind of hear a
disgusting.
I'm going to go invisible.
Okay.
And I'm going to walk in that general direction to see if I can see who's saying this.
Okay.
Stop looking at me like that, Sibia.
I know. And let's see here. Invisibility lasts for 10 minutes. Is that right?
I think it's an hour.
Or is it an hour, right? Yeah, it's an hour.
It's concentration for an hour.
Okay, perfect. So go ahead and make a stealth roll at advantage because you're hidden, but we'll see how well you do with the sound of your footfalls.
16.
16. All right. So you make your way slowly across the moat as silently as possible out towards that direction. And farther out with your dark vision, which is 120 or is it 60?
120.
So with your dark vision, you do see kind of more of a lumbering, hulking figure that is standing there. And then it looks like it's kind of shifting its weight a little bit and then turns and then walks towards the south.
Does it look like the troll size?
It looks troll size.
Did it sound like the troll we fought earlier?
I would say yes. It does sound very, very similar to the troll that you fought earlier, to Black Porridge.
She has her gold. Rude. Okay. I know better than to deface her, though. I don't know better than to charm person, but it's a... She's not a humanoid. Are trolls human? No, trolls aren't humanoid. Fine, I'll walk back to the thing.
and pop Q in, keeping my eye on the troll.
All right. That sounds delightful. And Sibia, so as Iggy returns in, inside the little trunk room.
Our troll friend's outside.
How do you know that?
I heard noises and she was walking away.
Mm.
I didn't see her or talk to her or anything. I just saw her from afar.
Okay, well, I'm just gonna... You
she
go
said
to sleep.
Disgusting.
It's probably because it's all clean around here, isn't it?
Well,
it smells nice. It's nice.
That makes a lot of sense.
She doesn't like nice things because she's...
Why would she be over here then?
I don't know. Because she's hiding stuff in the compost thing out there. I found this gross coin out there. I didn't really look that hard though. I don't know why she's here, but...
It's weird. Okay, I'm definitely gonna go to sleep now.
You were gonna go to sleep and I'm gonna make sure you go to sleep. You're gonna sleep. She's literally gonna... She's gonna pull out her bedroll and like burrito wrap Iggy in it. And tuck her in and kiss her on the forehead.
Yeah, are you gonna?
She's gonna kiss her on the forehead and everything.
She's not gonna resist the burritoing, but she's gonna try not to fall asleep, but she'll fail eventually because okay. She is very tired.
All right, so first we will go ahead and cover Sibia. Sibia, on your watch, go ahead and make a perception check for me.
That is a 19.
Okay. As you are kind of keeping an ear out, listening for anything that seems amiss outside of the tree, because you can still kind of hear what's going on, you do hear some larger footsteps on dirt. And then you hear like a scraping of wood. And then you can kind of sense like it's closer, like it's almost on the outside of the trunk. And then you hear a familiar, trollish voice.
Disgusting, filthy, filthy, filthy. This is just so awful. Why does this have to be this way? This was my beautiful home. And now it's disgusting. Ugh, cover it, cover it, cover it.
And then it just kind of goes on and on with rambling of this is just awful. Even though it's beautiful.
Okay. That's gonna give me nightmares. She's gonna shuffle in close to where she burritoed Iggy. And just kind of just kind of sit there and try to block out the sounds of the troll complaining.
Okay. All right. Yeah, nothing else. Sibia seems to... You can't really hear anything else. There's some shuffling going on outside that you can hear of the large creature. And then eventually it goes away. And then you hear footsteps receding from the base of the tree.
She kind of just like gives a little sigh of relief that it seems like the troll has wandered off again.
Iggy, during your night's trance, wrapped in your, wrapped like a burrito, you get a familiar sense of dread as the nightmare comes back to you. But there is also another sense of hope, almost like there's a way to solve or to figure out what this nightmare and where this nightmare is. It now feels like, now that you've had a connection, a more prominent connection with your patron, that although you're having this nightmare, there seems to be a way to figure out a way to prevent it. It's not like that portion of your dream or where you saw it in the mines, that you are clued into that is not what your vision is about. And this is clearly a vision of another location. And you can get the sense that it's possible that this might be Mythdaoin, where Seaborn Academy is. But there's hope now that you can solve it.
So the vision is that this red mist covering the city and the screams is our home?
Mm-hmm. You have the same vision, but the feelings of dread are kind of underlined with that you have a sense of of now a way to prevent it or to stop it or to prevent it from happening rather than just the overwhelming dread of the nightmare anymore. Zoop and Rob, you two are in the room and you are sleeping, so go ahead and make wisdom saving throws for me.
Okay.
All right, here we go. That's an 18.
It's a 10.
Okay. Zoop, you feel like some sense of fear and nightmare is coming into your mind, but you kind of think about Alfredo and your family, and it kind of overwhelms that feeling of dread that kind of tries to invade your mind. Rob, on the other hand, you have this vision now of a city that is on the harbor, and there is almost like an explosion and then a pillar of fire and smoke, and then you hear screaming and laughing and shouting and yelling and crying and just people kind of going crazy in the distance, and then this red mist fills this city and envelops it, and then the last thing you hear before you wake up in the morning is a hysterical, maniacal laugh.
Oh, bloody hell. That was horrible.
Oh, welcome to my nightmares.
Is that Seaborn? Is that...
Does he have the feeling of the location, or did that just me?
Just you, Iggy. Rob, it kind of was very kind of blurred of what the location was. Could have been like any port city to you, but Iggy kind of got the feeling that this is possibly her home.
I'll ask you, actually. Yeah, was that Seaborn?
I didn't think it was until tonight.
Fuck. Maybe this is what we've unleashed, you know?
No, I don't think we unleashed it. I've been having these dreams for months.
Yeah, but...
The city hasn't changed.
Prophecy isn't linear. We just opened up the gates for that thing to get out. And now, what if it's going to cause all this? What if the egg... the stuff that was being done by the master was like... was actually preventing that from affecting the area around it. And now we've just let the whole thing out.
I don't think that's what's happening here either. But Sabia's gonna like rub her eyes and just double check on Iggy, putting like a hand on her shoulder. I honestly think this is already in the works. Everybody's up in arms and stuff's already going down. I don't think the one goat is what is causing this.
It's what have happened either way. Tonight's the first time, thanks to that goat, that I actually could get a feeling of hope, though.
Really? I don't know. I feel a lot of hope right now.
Because I got to talk to my patron last night.
Soup's gonna go over to Rob, though, before we start the patron talk, and kind of hold Alfredo out to Rob and be like, Alfredo helped me last night. Maybe he'll help you.
Yeah. I'll get Alfredo and I'll stroke him. It's like, yeah, we're facing down something really bad here, and I think we might be responsible.
If anybody's responsible, it's probably me, so don't worry about it. You didn't do anything wrong.
Thanks, Alfredo.
Alfredo's gonna quack.
Cuddle him.
Yes, you can. Zoop gives full permission for Alfredo cuddles.
All right, but what are we gonna do now? Are we heading to the mines now? If we slept, that's our plan, right? We're still heading to the mines trying to figure this out.
Yeah, that red mist is there, and that red mist was in my dream as well, right? So it's got to be related.
We just need to make sure. Hey, I heard the troll, like, scratching at the tree last night. She seems pretty cranky that this area is clean.
I think the egg was making it look like the marsh before, and now it's not.
Yeah, and she's pretty pissed about it. So I would just... We need to be on our P's and Q's. Keep your ears out.
Yeah,
just, we don't want to run into her again. She's so nasty. I mean, I know I'm not trying to say... she's gross. She's gross. I don't like it. She's gross. I don't want to see her. I don't want to smell her. And I don't want to be anywhere near her again.
I'll make sure she's not out there. All right? Because I'll cast clairvoyance.
Okay.
Create an invisible sensor within range in a location familiar to me, a place I've visited or seen before, and I can view... The sensor remains in place for the duration, it cannot be attacked. And I'll be choosing seeing, and I can see, just see what's going on around there and move it around a bit and make sure it's not in the area.
As the little goblin eye appears in front of you, it teleports outside of the tree, and then it's looking around. You don't see any figure of Black Porridge, the troll.
Does it look as if they've come along and put more manure around them?
It looks like there's some scratches on the trunk of the tree, not where the face is, but around the trunk. And then, yes, it looks like there's a bunch of mud around the base of the tree trunk. Like a lot more than what was there before.
Well, we might have to dig our way in next time we come back here, if we have to. But yeah, it looks safe. I think she's prettying the place up, as they say, in Troll. Well, just be careful when you go out. There could be a lot of shit around.
All right.
Great.
So the plan is to head back to the mines?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll have all of you roll me perception checks. Actually, perception or survival checks as you make your way back the way that you came.
I did a 17.
I got a 10. Okay.
26.
Okay.
I'm a survivor.
24 for perception.
24. All right. So Iggy, Zoop, and Rob, you are able to navigate and point to things that you saw on the way to the grove, identifying your way back. As you exit the Black Marsh, and then the Black Marsh turns into the Black Run River, you get to the little port, the little dock area that the raft was at before. As you are approaching, you notice that not too far away, there is a thin column of graying smoke. You can't see where it's coming from, but it seems like it's not too far away from your location where the dock is.
Okay. Is it a big fire, can I tell?
Just from looking at it, it's probably just like a campfire.
Okay. Well, let's go and say hello. I think, actually, no, my clairvoyance will have gone by now, won't it? Yeah. Oh, well. I guess we'll go up there. We haven't got much choice, have we?
Okay. Are you going to head towards the smoke, or are you going to head towards the mine? There's two different directions.
Oh, I thought the smoke was next to the dock. Okay.
No, it's not right next to the dock, but you can't see where it's coming from. There's kind of trees and shrubs that are obscuring the area where it's coming from. So you can go, I guess, forward in this sense. You can go straight towards this campfire that you see, or over to the entrance of the mines.
So what do you guys think? Should we have a look at this camp? It might be help. Yeah, I think we'll go to the camp.
The camp sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay. So as you are making your way through these low trees and shrubs, you begin to see the makings of just a small encampment. One humanoid is sitting on a log next to the fire, and then on this male person's shoulder is a winged golden monkey. And then he kind of turns towards you. You notice that he has these really small young stag horns, dark skin, reddish metallic hair. He smiles at you and he says, "Oh, come for a bite to eat?"
Ooh.
And we'll end it there.
Who is a strange golden monkey man?
Was he a satyr? Because he had horns, right?
He did say he had stag horns.
Stag horns.
It's okay, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. It's fine. I'm prettier.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Adventure Academia. We will be back every 2 weeks with another episode. Please check in the description below for details on where to find our DM and players online. If you enjoy this show, please also check out the other shows for Beholder to No One, with discussions every Monday with the TTRPG community and one-shots on the opposite Thursdays. Please check out Beholder to No One on Twitter to see what other fun things the show is doing. And join our Discord if you're interested in talking to the party or just hanging out. See you then. Bye.